Hey everybody, Josh Peck from Josh Peck Disclosure here. Now I know that I've been really dealing with this Yellowstone thing a lot lately, but it's something that it just won't go away. And more and more that I look into this, more and more I realize that it's likely there is something real to this. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and you'll get free videos every day, free podcasts. The website is updated daily. You get a whole bunch of free material. And the only reason that that's possible to make all this material available to you for free is by viewers, nice viewers like you, clicking the donate button and helping us out. It does help out the community. Then you're a part of something. And also, I do listen to feedback based on what people say, what they want to see more or less of in videos. I do listen to that. So it helps out the community. It helps out me, of course, but it really helps out this channel. I put my own money into this as well. So, and obviously, time. So that would be great. If you can't afford to donate financially, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing the video, leaving a comment, getting active in that way. So Yellowstone, there's now this eruption report that it's a life or death prep for volcano emergency, and it's underway. And I actually found this article, believe it or not, on SkywatchTV.com. Now, of course, I might be a little bit biased because I work for Skywatch, but I don't put the articles up there. When I see something on Skywatch, I'm a little bit more willing to take it seriously because I know the process that's involved and I know who's putting the stories up, who's linking things. So I'm a little bit more apt to take it seriously. Now, of course, with Yellowstone, there's always going to be conspiracy theories around that. There's going to be things that are said that might not be true. But this one's really interesting. So more than 20 police, fire, and rescue vehicles descended on the area of Yellowstone, and actually around the Yellowstone super volcano this week, to prepare what could be a life or death emergency. Yellowstone National Park Public Affairs confirmed that there could be a super volcano eruption imminently, and that they were putting themselves through their paces so that they were ready for an event, an eventuality. Now, spokesman Morgan Warthen said that every opportunity like this, every training opportunity, reveals both where our strengths are, but also how we can improve. So that's a direct quote. Now, Mr. Warthen knows that emergency services will need to be absolutely prepared if a catastrophe strikes near Mammoth in Yellowstone National Park. Now, a model bus crash was simulated for the first time in several years in order to steel emergency workers for a crisis. The exercise took place on a discrete road behind employee housing in order to minimize local disturbance where the simulation was underway. And the Yellowstone spokesman also discussed the challenges his team will face if there is a supervolcanic eruption at length. He said, quote, "You know, the number one challenge is we are remote, so it takes a while to get to Yellowstone," end quote. During the simulation, family members of park employees, Xantera employees, and residents of Gardiner gave up their time to play the role of victims in the exercise. And when the test run began, responders from eight different agencies inside and outside the park dealt with the situation well. And this encouraged all involved in the simulation, as there is rarely any telling when Yellowstone might erupt. In fact, experts at Yellowstone National Park claim to have seen the Steamboat Geyser erupt last month. And the Park Service made the announcement about the tallest active geyser in March as geologists compared the accounts to thermal sensors in the area. And it was determined that it could, and this is a quote, that it could be a series of minor eruptions. Now, meteorologist Tom Skilling told WGN News, quote, "Minor earthquakes occur in the Yellowstone area 50 or more times per week, but a major eruption is not expected in the foreseeable future," end quote. Steamboat Geyser is in the Norris Geyser Basin, which is closed to vehicle access at the moment for spring plowing. And meanwhile, earlier this year, seismologists from UNAVCO, a nonprofit university governed consortium, revealed the volcano was under strain. And that's a direct quote, under strain. Now, using Global Positioning System, or GPS, borehole tilt meters, and borehole strain meters to measure minute changes in deformation at Yellowstone, David Menson and Glenn Mattioli said the strain signal is larger than would be expected if the crust under Yellowstone were completely solid. That's a direct quote. So Mr. Worthen added, quote, I think the lesson for visitors who come to the park is to know that safety always is our first priority. But given that the park is remote, the roads are not like a highway like Interstate 90. You can't travel as fast on those roads. So often the response is going to take a little longer, end quote. So again, really, really interesting developments with what's going on. And I, you know, really wasn't interested in the Yellowstone stuff until really just maybe a month ago when I posted my first video on it and saw such an overwhelming response from people. And it's been enough, looking into it more and more and more, it's been enough that it's convinced me that this is something we should be keeping our eyes on. And it's not to live in fear, but it's to be prepared in case something actually does happen. So there's many ways to do that, you know, especially if you live around the area. There's ways that you can like keep in store for. Now, of course, if you live in the immediate area of an eruption, that, well, you're going to want to have some place to go. But even just for the rest of the country, at least a large percentage of the country, you're going to want to make sure that you have food stored up because roads are going to be closed. Whenever there's an emergency, people rush to the store to buy anything that they can. And so it's wise to get prepared ahead of time and to have that stuff in your house before, you know, an emergency takes place. So there are things like that. And you know, again, I'm going to keep on this story because I've done two or three videos on it now. And well, for one thing, people are interested in it. I'm getting more views on those than anything else. And like I said, at the top of the video, I do listen to my audience and I listen to you guys. And I want to know what you have to say. Now, of course, there's things I can't do anything about, like my stuttering and my teeth, like the trolls want to bring up. But, you know, I'm not talking about the trolls. I'm talking about my actual audience. You know, you guys who take the time to offer constructive criticism and you know, that you send me emails with information, things that you want to see on the channel, things that you want me to look into, and information that you want to provide as well, and so that I can go and fact check and all that. So all of that is greatly appreciated. And that's what we're able to do by building a channel like this. You know, I mean, it's great, and not a lot of people do it. You know, a lot of people who build a channel, it's really only for themselves, which I guess is fine. That's not really hurting anybody, but I don't want to build a channel like that. I want to build a channel where I'm actually serving you guys. I want to serve all of you at home, everybody who's watching these videos, and I want to know how best to do that. So by you offering your feedback, that does help out a lot. Now, again, like I said before, the main reason that we're even able to do these videos, it's not through AdSense and it's not through selling. You know, I don't do book pitches really in these videos. I mean, there might be a couple of times every once in a while I'll mention if it has to do with the video that I wrote a book on a certain subject, but most times I don't really do that. But what I do make explicitly clear is the best way to support this channel and this type of information getting out is through donation, through joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. And ultimately, it's not to get people riled up about Yellowstone. You know, it's not to spread a bunch of fear so people will go and buy prep materials. I'm not even selling that stuff. So that's not the motivation. Ultimately, the motivation is to spread the message of eternal security in Jesus Christ. That is the main message. And I try to make that a point, especially in these types of videos, where I don't want to spread fear. I want to spread peace and security and love from Jesus, that you can get from Jesus. So we do videos on that too, but I try to make it a point in every video, especially lately, to at least mention it, or at least give the website, joshpeckdisclosure.com, where you can get access to a bunch of Christian material. But it's not, if there are atheists watching, you're going to be fine, as long as the name Jesus doesn't, you know, set fire to your hair and make you want to lose your mind. If you can handle a little bit of gospel, then you're welcome as well. So it really is for everybody. But again, the main takeaway for all this stuff, you know, is Yellowstone going to erupt? I don't know, but it's good to prepare for it just in case. But ultimately, it's good to prepare for your eternity, which is you're going to find peace in that through Jesus Christ. So I just wanted to mention that. But again, the website, joshpeckdisclosure.com, if you can click on the donate button and help out financially, it would be greatly appreciated. And it's the only reason that we're able to continue doing this, especially with all the opposition from YouTube and Google and like all that stuff. Even if you don't donate money, that's fine. You can donate your time if you want. You can share the video. But just go to the website and enjoy all the free materials. That's why I put them up there, is for you guys. So I love you all. Thank you so much. And leave me a comment. Tell me what you think about this new development. Tell me what you think about the Yellowstone thing. I'm interested to know, because so many of you have responded and have sent me articles and sent me information. And I do appreciate that. It does help out a lot. So thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.